Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We have a great visit with our good friend Deb Calvert, great member of our Brain Trust, co-author of a new book, Stop Selling and Start Leading. Deb, thanks again for being here, and I'm so glad that you wrote this book because it's really important to understand that customers, one of the things that I try to point out, Deb, is that when it comes to the, you know, actually aligning yourself with a customer in the end, toward the end of the sale, that whole process is so human. It really hasn't changed all that much. The what's changed the most, and I know that you've learned this, and you guys talk about this in your work too, is how you actually get to know people these days. How do you, to me, the early part of the relationship is what's changed, not the last part of the relationship. What do you think? Maybe I should say the transaction.
I agree. I absolutely agree, because buyers are skeptical, and because they have more information, and because they're time pressed. We all are, and every one of us as buyers, we accelerate our purchases. We don't go, we're going to buy a couch, we don't go to four furniture stores anymore. We get online, and then we go to one or maybe two. So we've got to get right there with the buyers who have already pushed the pedal.
Right, absolutely. You've got three questions that you want to recommend to us.
Oh, yeah. So I observe. I listen to salespeople. I coach salespeople. And then just when I'm shopping, I pay attention. And instead of the question, when someone walks into your store or calls your business, instead of the question, can I help you? I've heard three questions recently that I think are good ones that help us to get where the buyer is. The first one's a simple swap. Instead of can I help you, it's how can I help you? Because that invites people in a little differently, and they just can't say yes or no. I love the question, what brings you in today?
Can I stop you for a second?
Question.
On that first question, say it again.
How can I help you?
All right. Yeah, but folks, how about this? Good morning, ma'am. How can I help you?
Yes.
Good morning, ma'am. What can I do to help you this fine day? Something like that. Because that's going to be a little harder to say, oh, I'm just looking around. If you engage people like that, that tells people that you actually have recognized that they're not just anybody else who walked in. Make it more individual. Make it more personal. What do you think?
I think you're right, because they came in with something in their mind.
Yeah.
And if we ask a yes-no question, can I help you, they're probably going to say no, or I'm just looking. But how is a very inviting word, especially with the intonations that you put into it, and whatever's in their mind is now liberated. You've invited it. You've made space for that thing that they're thinking about already to come out, so you'll get the information quicker.
Right, right. All right, so thank you. Thank you for slowing down on that one. Second question.
Similar results. What brings you in today? Because it's opening up that space, so it's just a different variation of a way to engage people. And then the third one is, especially if you've got a lot out there, if you're doing a lot of advertising, or if you have a lot of content marketing for those small businesses that maybe have blogs and whatnot, I really like this question that I've been hearing a couple of times lately from one company. They ask people who call in, with everything that's out there about us, what is it that caught your attention? And the value of that question is that they know what it was that drew people into them, so they capture that for their own marketing. They know what it is they need to do more of. But for that person who is on the other end of the phone, it's an immediate request for, tell me what's relevant, tell me what's interesting so we can build on it.
Well, if somebody makes contact these days with all the availability of information, if somebody calls or somebody comes in face-to-face, that's a pretty dramatic act for them. right? That's you said this earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, they've taken a big step, and the fact that your company is the one who's receiving that step, if you think that's not a you should think that's a big deal. And I would say that, you know what, with all the ability people to find things online, the fact that you came to our store, I want you to know we think that's a big deal to us. We appreciate it. How can we make this work better, the best for you? I mean, make a big deal out of it.
Absolutely. And I don't know what you're selling today, Jim, but whatever it is, I'm buying, because it feels right to connect with and do business with people who...
And they're going to say, yeah, absolutely, you're right. You know, I've been looking around and I would say, well, let me ask you a question. You obviously had many options online, and you had many options. And you said, this was one of the things you said, why did you choose us?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
We should know.
What caught your attention about us? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right, say the three again now. Run through them again one more time for us.
So we're replacing "Can I help you?" or any other generic phrase. It's "How can I help you?"
Mm-hmm.
It's "What brings you in today?" Or it's "With everything out there about us, what is it that caught your attention?"
Yep, all those things, folks. Work that into some kind of a and this is the kind of thing, though, you're going to have to train your people to say. Because this is not the kind of thing that a lot of people who are in sales or who come to work one and who take a sales job from you, these are not the kind of questions that they just roll off their tongue. You're going to have to train them. You might even have to do some role-playing. You like role-playing, Deb? I love role-playing.
I do. Yeah, I learn a lot from role-playing.
Me too. I need your website, Deb, quickly.
StopSellingStartLeading.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.